you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let you be lifted high in my life and in my days. Let you be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let it be lifted. Let it be hung up over my
life. In my life. Oh God, I just want to lift you up and glorify you, Lord. We just want to glorify you as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is greater than you, God. There is nobody that is equal to your Lord in the name of Jesus. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the one true and living God. And we just want to glorify you on today, God, as being the soul source and the very essence of our being. Lord, we want to open up our hearts and our minds right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we don't want to be distracted. We don't want to be consumed. We don't want to worry about what nobody else is doing, how they doing it. Oh, God, but we want to concentrate on you. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship because you are worth it. You are worthy of it, God. But the only way that we could do it, Lord, is if we empty ourselves out. The only way we could do it, God, is if we cast all our cares at your feet. Because we know that you care for us, God. Oh, God, we cannot need Oko Sande de la Casilla. We cannot need Oko Sande de la Casilla. We cannot control a thing, God. We cannot control a person, God. We cannot make nobody Oko Sande de la Casilla. But what we can do, God, is lay these cares down at your feet. Because we know, God, in Oko Sia, that you is all sovereign. And that you are all powerful. And that you are the only one, God, that can handle a thing or take care of a thing. You are the one, Father God, that can remove some things out of the hearts of the people. You are the one, God, that conceits the thoughts of your people, God. It is you, God, and it's not nothing that we can obtain on our own, because you are the one, Father God, that is our great creator. You are the one, Father God, that be akashanere lakasiya. It is you, God, and not nobody else. So we just want to glorify you and lift you up. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. We don't want to be modest. We don't want to be complacent. We do not want any Okosia allow any rocks to cry for us. But we want to give you all the salutations, all the glory, and all the honor. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You worthy, God. And there is nobody else, Father God, that can do it but you, God. And if you don't do it, it simply cannot be done. Oh, God. I'm asking you to touch the hearts of your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know any and everything is down in the inside of their hearts, God. You know all the bitterness and hate. You know all the jealousy and enviousness. You know all the stuff, Father God, that causes them to be distracted and discombobulated, God. So I'm asking you to remove it on tonight, God. I'm asking you to remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking. Remove any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, even wagging our heads, God. Remove that competitive spirit of even comparing. Remove that heresy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, or even seditions in the church. I'm asking you to remove the schisms and the isms. Remove any division, God. Remove these seeds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may come together collectively, Father God, and build up your kingdom. Because it's not about us as an individual, but it's simply about you, Father God, as a whole. And we want to lift you up and glorify you, God. But we can't do it if we're distracted. We can't do it if we're consumed. We can't do it if we're troubled. We can't do it if we got a strain on our brain. We can't do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if we keep doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it. So I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give the people the heart of you, God. Give them a heart towards you, God. Give them a heart to love you, Lord. Give them a heart to be diligent, God. Give them a heart of considering, God. Give them a heart of love on tonight, God. I'm standing in the gap for your people, Father God, in every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality. I'm standing in the gap right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that you can handle it. I know without a shadow of a doubt you can fix it. I know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you make all things well. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm casting my cares at your feet, Father God, concerning your people. You said, come on, you that labor and are heavy laden, you'll give us rest. So I'm expecting rest in you, Father God, concerning that situation, God, of that evil one, concerning that situation, of that wicked one, concerning that situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I'm asking you to help on today, God. Remove any and every discrepancy out of our hearts on today, Lord. Because if you do not remove these things out of our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will continue, Lord, to walk around and be bitter. We'll continue to walk around and be just who we are. Sever that spirit of depravity on tonight, God. Sever that spirit, Father God, of accusation. Sever that lying demon on tonight, God. Help us to be more honest towards you, towards one another, and even towards our own selves. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done and performed in our lives, God, in the right time, and in your course, according to your purpose and your plan, and not our own. Help us not to be so selfish and greedy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, only worrying about our own selves, and wishing evil and wicked to ready or proceed towards one another. Help us on today and remove these things on today, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, not to give your course, just to accept your love, God. But help us how to give love. Help us how to receive love. Help us how to love the right way, Lord, the way that you designed us to, Father God, and not the way that we were taught or what we think, because it's just not right. Help us on today, Father God, not to be mediocre, like I see, to be so vengeful and they get back spirit. Mediocre, like I see. Help us to turn on today, Father God, and regulate our minds, Father God, that our thoughts will not be so evil and wicked towards one another. That our thoughts, Father God, in the name of is not towards sabotaging somebody in their growth, naturally, as well as spiritually. And help us not to even sabotage our own growth, naturally, as well as spiritually. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be at peace with one another. Help us to have some self-control, Father God. It's so quick for us to get angry and defensive, Father God. And then we go into a place of rage and wrath. I'm asking you to remove it on today, Father God, and decipher it from our hearts on today, God. Circumcise our hearts and give us a heart of flesh. Remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stony heart. Oh God, the only way, Father God, we're asking you for your help on today, Father God. Serve them old ties and them soul ties, Lord, that continually keep coming up in our thoughts, God, that continually keep us going in your course, around in a cycle, running around in a circle, like a dog or a cat chasing his tail. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to continue to be help us on today, Lord, to consider and even reconsider our ways and our actions towards you. Write your words upon the tables of our heart and bind them about our neck and stir them up in the very bowels of our belly. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Give us that praying spirit. We always have excuses, Father God, why we don't want to pray. We always have excuses, Father God, why we can't pray. But Lord, you said we also always pray and not to faint. You said we ought to pray without ceasing. So give us that praying spirit, Father God. That your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will help us, Father God, to be spiritual and not religious. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove the mask, God. Remove that chameleon suit and that sense of pretense. Help us on today, Father God, to get in a hurry. Help us get serious about our souls. Help us on tonight, Father God, and give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness, Lord, that we would not continue to walk around and be grudging. Oh God, we need your help. We need you on today, Father God, to sever that spirit of pride and haughtiness on today. Remove that dainty spirit, God. Remove that self-righteous spirit and that speedy Sunday in Locosia. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to have enough courage to take accountability. To take accountability for our own thoughts, our own actions. Help us to acknowledge these things, Father God, as well as acknowledging you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being, Lord. Help us on today. okay, Father God, to simply do that thing right in you, God. You say we ought to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and all else will be added. Help your people not to be so consumed with the cares of this world and this life, Father God, that they forget that your daily oracle see that they help comes from you. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba, share the not to think and believe, Father God, that they got to compete to be seen. Not to think and believe that they got to be competing, competitive with one another, because we all need one another, and we sure all need Jesus. So help us on tonight, Father God. Help us right now, Father God, to keep our hands clean, to walk upright, holy, and circumspect, doing what you tell us to do. Help us on today, Father God, to follow your instructions that we may be free. Help us on today, Father God, to follow your direction that we may be whole. Help us on today, Father God, to submit ourselves under your mighty hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to guide us and lead us and strengthen us and help us, Father God. Help us on tonight, Father God. We need your help on today, that you may remove that spirit of disobedience, remove that spirit of rebellion, remove that spirit of fear, remove that spirit of hesitation, remove that perverted spirit of your word, remove that perverted spirit sexually, remove that perverted spirit in conversation, remove any and all perversion, Father God, that causes us to err and even cause your people to err. I'm asking you to help us, Lord, to put our thoughts under subjection. Help us, Lord, to put our flesh under subjection. Help us, Lord, to put our speech under subjection, Lord. Because you said in your word that salt and pepper can be okosia. Hold my mind in okosia. Our sweet and sour cannot come out of the same mouth. Help us on today, Father God, that we will not curse others as well as cursing our own selves, Lord. Sever that spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the degradation and even segregation. Oh God, let your people know, Father God, that we are all worthy, and you take all of us in high regard, Lord. That you passionately love each and every last one of us individually. And we don't have to be jealous of one another. We do not have to compete with one another. We do not have to think wicked and evil towards one another because of the favor that you have placed on our lives. Oh God, because if we line up with your will and with your way and with your purpose, you will show them favor as well. Help us on today, God, to know that you have no respect of person, and that these things are available for all of us, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, to accept the season that we are in. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will even consider repurge out the old leaven and not keep doing the same thing, not keep acting the same way, not keep me a koshanere la kasiya. Oh God, I'm asking you, koshanere la kasiya. Help me, a koshanere la kasiya. Oh kanere la koshanere la kasiya. Oh God, because you know, God, you know any and everything that we struggle with. You know any and everything that's a reality of a struggle. You know any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be up all in the night, the old see the wee hours of the night. I'm asking you to give me some sweet sleep. Give your people some sweet sleep. Let your people cast their cares on you because they know that you care for them, God. Remove any doubt, any compromise, and any hesitation. Help your people on today, God. Oh God. Help your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He come to the local scene. Overturn some things in their hearts, God. Meet your people, I go Sunday the local shine me man the local sea. Meet the can the local sea, I the local shine the la casia. Oh God, he I go shine me call to key on the money I casia. Oh mama, I ka shine mama the local sea. The selfishness and the stinginess, God, he I ka shine the local sea. Oh baba, shine your call me I ka shine. Oh God, cover us, keep us, take away that. Let us be real about you, God. Let us be true about you, God. Let us be diligent towards you. Let us be consistent in you. Help us. Oh God, let oh God, don't let these things be. Whatever your will and whatever your purpose is, God. Let your people consider, Father God, that they won't wait till they get on their backs, God, or something drastic happen to them, and then they want to submit. Let them submit beforehand, so when that thing come upon them, God, it won't be so hard for them to accept it, because they know that you are with them, and this too shall pass. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in your people, God. Let them not faint and get weary. And if by chance they turn and walk away from you, don't even want to be a it's not the way the like I see, oh God, because you know the hearts of your people, you know the hearts and even the minds of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because they're not walking away from me, they're walking away from you. Take your people out of their stupid state, out of that state, Father God, of thinking and believing that they got it together, because you said in your word that if we trust in our own heart, we become fools. You said in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he come to go see that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? We don't even know, my mind need to go see. And when you expose these things and let us know that these things is need to go see, let us take accountability and acknowledge it and face these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may help us, God, that we will not continue to practice these acts, Father God, that it's not pleasing in your sight, because one thing for sure and for certain, I never want you to turn your back on me. And please, Lord, don't ever take your spirit away, because without your spirit, I know I am doomed. Yeah. I realize that you are the sole source and the very essence of our being, the epitome of our creation and existence, Lord. And I just want to bless you on tonight, God. Give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you are worthy. There is nobody else that is like you now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. You are the best thing that could ever happen to me. Oh God, when I start loving you, I made the best decision in my life. When I turned and started walking with you, Lord, I knew my life was going to get better. And I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to make the choice of a free will to simply say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know what is best for me. You know what is best for me, God.
It's not nobody else that could tell me what is best for me but you, God. And I accept your will. I accept your purpose.
I humbly, God, want to walk in my
divine destiny in you, because you created me just for this. You created your Ocosia. You equipped me, God, and I thank you.
Oh God, restore your people. Restore them back into their proper position. Their proper place. That they will not continue to wander around in the wilderness, God. Oh God, I thank you for the new horizon. I thank you for the new that you'll go see. I thank you for the new Shana. Thank you, God. 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 I thank you for the good as well as the bad. Because if I did not go through the bad, I would not have experienced or encountered, God, the joy in you and knowing that Dios goes on. Thank you for taking me through. Thank you for allowing me to go through. Thank you for giving me a full shot. It is you, God. I dare not complain about anything. I dare not complain, God, because it could be worse. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for any and everything that you are doing in your life. And even though we may not understand what you're doing, even though we don't understand why you got us in that place for so long, I want to thank you for it. And I want to thank you for the teaching. I want to thank you for the guidance. I want to thank you for the direction. I want to thank you, God, for simply choosing me.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, oh, today, God. I thank you, Lord. He come in a local seat for the change. I thank you for the change, God. He come in a local seat for reconstructing. You don't go see the rebuilding from the ground up. I thank you for it all, God, naturally as well as spiritually, God. We with the OKC want you to know how much we appreciate you. And we give you all the gratitude, Father God, in the name of Jesus. the gratitude, Father God, and knowing that in the waiting, you always pray for. Oh God, you are a promise keeper. You are a way maker. And everything that you say is simply yes. And amen. And I thank you, God.
You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.